So, church, we sent 30 teenagers to camp to southern Oklahoma. 8 of them were first-timers and friends and invitees. About half of us are from our church. Half of us are invitees. I'll scoot on over a little bit. We're going to hear from some of us. We'll do it pretty quickly because we don't have a ton of time. But we do want to give you guys an opportunity. Thank you, teens, for going to camp, for taking time out of your summer. I know sometimes if you don't know what camp is all about and you're like, man, I just want to chill this summer. I just want to play video games. Like, I went to school. Like, I want to take time off. It's my summer, right? And so it's a step out of your comfort box. But was it worth it? It was worth it, right? So I want to hear, I have a couple of things I want to hear about, and then I want to hear some of y'all's favorite moments, all right? Does anybody have, I promise you, you don't have to speak, but I know that our church would love to hear from a couple of you guys. Would anybody like to share some really cool moments, some really cool memories that our church would love to hear that you get from you guys to, that they would like to hear you share? Anybody? Not all at once, please. Somebody's got to break the ice. Okay. All right. Who got the flag from the pole? How was that, Corbin? Pretty easy, he says.
Yeah.
Nobody else could do it, so it wasn't that easy.
Yeah.
You're so articulate. Good job. What was your favorite moment at camp, Corbin?
Sports was pretty fun.
Sports?
Yeah.
Rec? Or?
Like the sports.
Football.
Tournaments.
Tournaments. Sports tournaments was fun.
Yeah.
Football. Football. Play football. Football was fun?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Nope.
Nope. That was it. Okay. All right. Anybody else? Maddie, it was your first time. What did you think of camp?
I thought it was really fun. It was my first time going to camp, so, yeah, it was really fun. I made a lot of new friends. The service was amazing because there's such a big crowd, and I've never been in a service with that many people, so that was really fun. Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Yeah. Nice job.
I think off of Maddie's thing, I think one of my favorite parts was after we had left camp, Maddie was saying that, like, she wanted to go back and that she missed it and stuff. And it was, like, it was really great to hear because I love it so much. And so hearing that she finally knows why I'm talking about it all the time and why I want to go all the time. So it was great.
Nice. Yeah, it is a lot of fun. Anybody else? Favorite moments? Things that are most important that you take with you from camp? Going once. Corbin, it was your first time. What do you think of camp?
It was pretty fun.
Good. You were he was our designated cameraman. He did an excellent job vlogging a lot of stuff. Well, the video camera part of it anyways, but great job getting, I got a lot of footage. So, turns out when a 48-year-old old guy points a camera at a kid, they don't smile and open up and be vocal, but when a fellow teenager does it, I get great footage. It's hilarious, and so I really appreciate that.
Yeah, I like videoing.
Yeah, nice job. Glad you came with us, man. Appreciate it. Anybody else?
Layla, I was super proud of you. You did a great job on the big swing. Like, she did it once, and she was cautious. And the second time she did it, she said, I'm going all the way to the top. She said, pull me all the way to the top. And she let go. And she, the smile, you couldn't wipe it off her face. And I got so many good pictures of that. She did a great job. She's a little timid with some things, but she was all in on that swing. Great job. You want to say anything? All right. Everybody, Gloria, you want to say anything? No? You thought what?
Wreck was fun.
Wreck.
Like the Gaga ball. Accidentally dragged one of the girls. Kind of felt bad at me, but we still won the point.
Nice. That's what's important. Winning the point. All right, Zuri, you kept hold of your glasses this year. You didn't lose any in the lake this year, so that was good. That was a success. Yeah.
All right.
Victory. Great job. With everything. Your hair, especially. She did her own hair. Can y'all believe that? Y'all know how much it costs to do hair? I don't know if y'all know that. Just saying. Oh, yes. Yes.
I really like the big swing. I usually never do it because, like, y'all really pull me up. But when I did it with the peeps this year, it was really fun. It was really scary at first, though, when I got stuck. Holy cow.
I mean, did you get stuck twice?
No, just one. Yeah, yeah. I was like, I'm going to go to highest because I was pulling other people, and these people were like, stop here, and it's all the way here left. I was like, I'm not going to be that person. I went all the way to the top. Boom. And, you know, I got stuck. But I went again. I don't know why you didn't show me actually going. It was pretty tough.
I didn't find that footage. I don't know. It might be somewhere else. So what happened was they tie a little cable, and you have to hold your own rope, and the kids pull you on a pulley, and it pulls you up, and then you let go of it, and it pulls through the loop, and then it lets go of you, and you swing. Sometimes that little loop flips around sideways and tangles on itself, and it catches, and you hang there, and then they have to lower you down slowly, untangle it, and then try again. And that's what happened to her. And it's a little bit of a panic because you're like, I don't know what's going to happen. You let go and you snag, so it's a little bit scary. So you handled it very well. So sorry that happened, but what? What? The wedgie. Okay. Yes, you do have to wear a harness, and harnesses are never fun whenever you're dangling from a harness. So. Anybody else want to say anything?
Ladies?
Last year for you ladies and some ladies down there. We have quite a few seniors. Caleb, definitely sad to see our seniors take their last year. But you can come back as a sponsor, just like Tristan. So, and then I want to say one thing. This young man right here. Yes, you. This young man is named Matt. And this young man gave his life to the Lord at camp. We are very proud of him. I didn't even know it until they asked at camp. They said, if you made a decision for Christ at camp, stand up. And he stood up. And we were like, well, really? So then we talked to him afterwards, and he did. And he kind of floored me. He was like, yeah, I'm all in. What do I do now? And so we walked through it with him, and very proud of him. So very glad that you and your brother came with us to camp as well. You want to say anything? All right. He's like, you can get me up there and talk about me, but as long as I don't say anything. So, all right. Anybody else?
I guess I'll say I have a lot of favorite moments, but I don't know, some things that stood out to me are, well, the feet washing service was really nice. It was amazing, really. And also the theme of the art competition was identity, so I really liked being able to kind of talk to some of the teenagers about their identity in Christ. I think it's really important for them to know their, what God, who God says we are, and our identity in Him. So,
right, and thanks for bringing that up, because that was the theme of the nighttime preaching, was demonstrably in Scripture. Christ is who He says He is. He's worth worship. He's worth putting your faith in. And putting your identity in. And that was the theme of the preaching. And so the art contest aligned with that. And Laura actually took a lot of time with a lot of the teenagers with their art contest looking up scripture on identity so that they could tie scripture with their art pieces with identifying themselves as a child of God. So thank you for doing that. That brought it really home to us. Yeah. And so, yeah, feet washing is always, I mean, a lot of them, like, they're like, we have to do what? I'm not doing that. I'm not participating. But by the time Pastor Roy at one of the churches we stay with, and he goes through the lesson, teaches what feet washing is and how the Lord ordained that at the Last Supper. Pastor mentioned it today. And as we teach it and we do it, the kids are all about it. And they're washing each other's feet. We actually have to, like, cut it off early because they would do it all night, wash each other's feet. And you saw a bunch of pictures of it. And there's so many more that I have that we couldn't include them all. And they get it. And even a bunch of the kids got emotional knowing the depth of what it means to wash someone's feet. Not the physical act, but the spiritual side of that. And so they appreciated it. So it takes the whole spiritual message of camp to another level. The servitude that Christ exemplified to his disciples and that we live out with each other. So I really appreciate the kids participating in that as well. Big upgrades to the sanctuary. Who appreciates the air conditioning now in the sanctuary? Is that cool?
Yeah.
So it's mixed reviews, right? Why?
I went to the camp, you know, before it was closed, so it was more nostalgic, and it was nice. But, less bugs. Less bugs. That's what I was worried about.
Less bugs, that's for sure. So it used to be open all the time, and we would just sweat during worship, but now it's closed in and air-conditioned, but it's less open. Like, I think either Destiny or me were telling me, like, man, we liked it more open to the outside. You could see the sky and everything. So, let's see. Maddie, broken nail. I wanted to mention that. Sorry about that, Maddie. Always terrible to do that. Caden was the leap helper. We figured out how to climb the leap and get on top this year. Who told us how to do that? The cameraman for camp who made all the camp highlight videos. So I wish I had a poll you could demonstrate for us, but maybe one day. Oh, and then I wanted to see if anybody wanted to demonstrate the church clap dance for us, if we could do that. But maybe later. We might destroy the stage, but thank you. But yes, we could definitely, maybe tonight at Foundations. How about that? Let's do that. All right. Let's see. All right. I think that's, and then Jesse. If Jesse was here, I was going to mention that I was proud of him because he was, you didn't catch it on the video. It was kind of quiet, but he was on top of the zip line, and he asked the gentleman up there who secured him in, he said, push me. Push me. Push me. And so the guy goes, okay, pushed him, and he's zipping. He's like, that's what I'm talking about. And Kendall was watching. She pointed out, that's what he's talking about? He just had to be pushed. Is he talking about being pushed? Because that's not what he's talking about. So, all right. Any other last-minute comments, guys, before we let you go? All right. Thank you guys so much for going to camp. Thank you for being open to hearing from the Lord. Thank you for participating. Thank you for sharing today, especially when I just shove a microphone in your face. So thank you for all of that. All right. All right. You guys can be dismissed. Thank you guys very, very much. I will share a link to that video on the Foundation's text string today. And I'll also upload all the extra camp videos and photos and stuff to a Google Drive at some point in the near future and share a link to that as well. I do want to mention a few more things today. So let's bring up some scripture. We're going to turn in our Bibles, if you have your Bibles, to Mark chapter 4. I want to mention a couple of things. We had an incredible week at camp. Our kids' lives were changed, at least in the short term, many of them in the long term. But it didn't
None of this happened this week. None of this started this week or even this spring when I started planning all of this and Laura volunteered and Kendall volunteered and Tristan was in. Like, none of this started this year or this week. These kids were influenced very much earlier in their life. We watched something beautiful happen with these kids, then go to camp, then turn to the Lord. Matt wasn't the only one. Two other of our young people who don't go to our church but were invited as friends also gave their lives to the Lord. Aiden and Tyler, who you saw in the video, gave their lives to Christ as well. And that's worth celebrating too. Two more lives in heaven as a result of our church, of you, our church, sending our kids to camp and our kids inviting their friends and being introduced to Christ. So here's what I kept thinking while watching these videos. None of it started with just this year or this week at camp. This is the fruit of labor. This is the fruit of kingdom work, of planting seeds that happened years ago. Adults pouring into these kids years ago. The kids that invited these other kids to go so that they could be introduced to Christ in a special way. Who are those adults doing the kingdom work? The nursery workers in churches, the youth leaders teaching them about Christ, the Sunday school workers, the van drivers driving them to camp, all of the people at camp putting it on, all of the people who pour into the kids here at this church. Those are the people to be thanked and to be credited for doing the kingdom work, for the fruit that you just saw of these kids turning their lives over to Christ, to credit the camp with the incredible worship that they just witnessed, they just took part in. And the parents who brought their kids to church every week to take part in a youth group, in a group of people who devote their lives to Christ, who want to do the right thing. People who give money to camp, who donate. A bunch of you gave sponsorships to send those kids to camp. A bunch of you donated here at church so that we can teach your kids about the Lord in those classrooms behind these walls right here. People who cooked at camp, who prayed, all the kids who invited a friend. Mark chapter 4, the parable of the growing seed. Jesus says, this is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground night and day. Whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and it grows, though he does not know how. All by itself, the soil produces grain. First the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. And as soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it because the harvest has come. God doesn't ask us to do the work of growing. God asks us to plant. God asks us to plant the seed. And in this parable, the farmer plants and the plant grows by itself. So I'm going to tell you a story about a young man. This young man is sitting right over there, Tristan, who went this year as a sponsor. Tristan grew up in this church being poured into by people in this church. The Sunday school workers, by Pastor Randy, by all of you in the nursery and in the back in the children's ministry and in all of the events that we've had here at church. And now the fruit is paying off. Let's check out a 2-minute video on Tristan.
We need to know the details. Okay, guys, I'm on a drum. This is going on a vlog!
Dead fish. Fish poop. Oh. Oh. Alright, guys. Guess who's back?
Jessica the coolest.
This better go on a video, please. This is gonna be like the outro. At 13 years old, Tristan gave his life to Christ at Encounter Camp. Someone invested in him. Someone taught him. Someone stayed after church with him, prayed with him. Now, he's teaching others about Christ. He's teaching kids at camp about Christ. God's kingdom comes full circle. And isn't it cool to see it happen? It's not an accident. It's fruit. Fruit of your labor. Fruit of God's kingdom in action. Some of you taught him in children's church. Some of you drove him to camp, prayed over him and all the other kids when they went to camp, and you may not even remember doing it, but God does. God remembers everything, and he had a purpose for it. God's harvest is often bigger than our imagination can even understand. Let me tell you about another child. Every Christmas, don't know what our church does? Many of you take a big part in what our church does at Christmas. We support the Casa Hogar Gethsemane Orphanage on the other side of the border in Morelos. And there's a number of neglected and abused children and young adults there. And we've been going down for about 10 or 12 years there. There's a young lady there used to be a young lady there named Rocio. And we would go see Rocio and her sister Brisa and all the other kids, and many of you bought her a Christmas present every year. And we do that specifically to show that God's love is individual, not corporate. You bought her a gift, put her name on it, and wrote her an individual Christmas card and said, "We love you because God loves you. Merry Christmas." And so, she got adopted out of that orphan. Let's show the one-minute video on Rocio. Her name now is Lexi Goodman. We had no idea what God was doing. We were just buying presents for a little girl across the border. We didn't know God was writing a different story. Now, our church worships with her every year at Encounter Camp. She's about to start school at firefighter training. She graduated high school this year. Gives me chills. I have two brothers that are firefighters and a nephew that's a firefighter. My older brother is in the room today. Our church is planting seeds today and that only heaven fully understands. And this is where we can make an impact. Galatians 6:9, let us not become weary in doing good. For the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. You know why Paul wrote that? Because ministry is hard. It's tiring. Nursery gets tiring. We're asking for people to volunteer for nursery, and it's not easy. Not easy to hold a crying baby. White envelope auctions are exhausting. Right? Young family? But it's worth it. Worth it. Youth ministry gets tiring. Camp is exhausting. We don't get any sleep, but it's worth it. Driving to camp is hard. Hard to go those long drives on very little sleep. Buying Christmas gifts for orphans costs money. It's inconvenient. It's a busy time of year. Take taking time out to write a letter and then translate it to Spanish is cumbersome when you're busy, but it's worth it. Cleaning toilets here at church, fixing plumbing when we have leaks, mowing the grass, weed eating. There's a lot of weed eating here at church, y'all. Serving isn't glamorous, but harvests never begin glamorous. Anybody that has a garden knows that. The harvest is wonderful. The planting is not. Fruit is always celebrated, and the roots are almost never noticed. That's true. Nobody applauds roots. Everybody applauds fruit, what we did today. We applauded fruit, and we should. So, the challenge for us is right now, somewhere in our preschool, is the next youth leader. Somewhere in our elementary class is the next preacher. Somewhere in our youth group is the next godly father who's going to raise his kids to know the Lord. Or a godly mother, or a godly worship leader. They're right there. They're right here sitting in the seats next to us. And it's up to us to pour into them. And it's worth it. And it's not easy, it's hard, but it's worth it. And you saw the fruit that can be today. We don't know who they are, but God does. God does. And He rarely shows us what the fruit is going to have. 20 years from now, who's going to stand on this stage? Because you held a crying baby. Because you held a Bible lesson with the kids in the back. Because you were willing to pour into children in the classrooms in the back. Because you bought Christmas presents this coming Christmas. We're about to do a Christmas in July event, if you saw your announcement. Who's going to stand on this stage next year because you bought a scholarship? Kingston. Or because you prayed faithfully. You will never know, but heaven will know. So if God is stirring in your heart because you've watched some of these success stories, don't ignore that. Maybe God isn't asking you to do everything, but He's asking you to plant a seed. Today we celebrated two people, and honestly, there's so many more people we could celebrate. In the video, Haley, formerly Hilton, grew up across the street from Randy. You saw in Tristan's video, Tatum Puckett, now in youth ministry because this church poured into her. There's so many stories. Hannah, now serving the Lord on stage every Sunday because this church poured into her and because her parents poured into her. So many stories. You could probably say the same of anybody doing kingdom work because people like us poured into them. So let's not take it for granted. One day in heaven, I believe, we'll discover a nursery worker changed a family, a youth volunteer changed a generation, a week at camp changed an eternity because we planted, and God gave growth. What if someone had decided they were too busy to invest in children? What if they were too busy to invest in bringing Tristan to church? That would be a tragedy. Thank God they didn't. Amen? Heavenly Father, we just thank You for the opportunity to serve Your kingdom, to serve Your children of God. It is a privilege and an honor to serve You because of You and Your love, because of what You've done for